God, we thank you for a time to celebrate, to celebrate your incredible gift to us in Jesus. Lord, we've lifted our spirits as we've sung together and read the story of Jesus' birth and seen our kids play that out. Lord, we just pray now that as we consider the meaning of Christmas, that you would speak to our hearts and encourage us and give us hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll always remember the year that my older brother, my twin sister and I all got new bikes for Christmas. I think I must have been about 10 or so. We'd grown out of the bikes that we'd had for the previous few years. They were little kids' bikes, and now it was time for Tom and I to get our first real BMX bikes. Anna got some step through that was covered in pink. I think even the tyres were pink. And we'd been promised that we were going to get new bikes. But I'd basically convinced myself, I think, that it wasn't going to happen. See, our mum was all about surprises for presents, so she would never let on. She would kind of spin a story as though it wasn't going to happen. So there was the promise, but I'd convinced myself it wasn't going to happen. And I just remember the first thing Christmas morning, getting up ridiculously early. It may not have even been morning yet, as far as my parents were concerned. And going into the lounge room thinking, oh, it's probably not going to be there. And there were these sheets, you know, three sheets, presents too big for wrapping. That's always a good sign, isn't it? With kind of telltale handlebar things going on. And I thought, wow, the promise, it's happened. Well, Christmas is a time full of promises, isn't it? Kids, I wonder if there's a promise that you're excited about this Christmas. Maybe there's a particular present that you've been promised that you're looking forward to. Maybe mum's promised that you're going to get to eat the crackling off the roast pork tomorrow lunchtime. There's the promise maybe of special time as a family together, or the promise of a holiday at the beach the day after. Promises obviously are not just a thing about Christmas. We make promises all the time, don't we? Kind of lightweight, trivial things and important things in our lives. About all kinds of things and for all sorts of reasons. But something truly wonderful happens when someone makes a promise to us. It creates a sense of anticipation, there's excitement, and it gives us hope, doesn't it? And something even more wonderful happens when a promise is delivered on, when a promise comes true, when someone keeps their promise. There's joy, there's fulfillment. It produces trust in that relationship, and hope is realized. But of course, life is not only full of promises that are kept. There are many promises that are not kept. A father doesn't come home from work when he said he would. A mum runs out of time and doesn't take the kids to the park on the way home from the shops. A child promises to eat all their veggies, but I think you know the end of that story. A teenager says they're going to do all their homework and spends the time on Facebook. A spouse is unfaithful. Maybe we don't get the present that we're hoping for at Christmas. I've made a promise to Meg that I haven't kept, or I haven't kept yet. Don't worry, it's not too serious. 2.5 years ago, for her birthday, I presented Meg with a large slab of blue gum, a great big bit of hardwood that a friend of mine had sourced for me, and it came with the promise that it would one day become a coffee table, that I would labour away with the sander and make this coffee table. As yet, that promise is unfulfilled. I've made progress over the years, but I get distracted with other things. We keep having babies, and the idea of spending a couple of hours in the garage leaning on a sander just doesn't seem to be a priority. Unkept promises leave us feeling disappointed. They leave us feeling sad. They destroy trust in a relationship, and hope is lost. In our Bible readings today, we've read our way through the story of Jesus' birth. We're all pretty familiar with the story itself, I expect, but I wonder if you noticed all of the promises in the story. And all of these promises have something to do with a king. See, Mary was promised that she would miraculously give birth to a son. Even though she was a virgin, she was promised that this son would be the king forever. Luke 1:32 and 33 said, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." The shepherds were promised that they would find this child lying in a manger. But more importantly, they were told who he was. The angel said this to them, "Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The baby was the Saviour. He was a rescuing king. And when the Magi saw the star, they knew from their study of the Old Testament that this was a promise about the birth of a new king. They were so excited that they travelled a long, long way to meet this new king that God had promised. But none of these were brand new promises either. They began as promises made long, long before. About 1,000 years before Jesus was born, God promised to King David that one of his descendants would also be a king, that there would be a new king like him, and that he would rule forever. About 700 years before Jesus was born, through the prophet Isaiah, God promised that he would one day send a Savior to his people who would rescue them from their sin. And through the prophet Micah, God even promised that the new king would be born in Bethlehem, which is, of course, the advice that the Magi got. So when Jesus was born, he was the fulfillment of all of these promises. Jesus was the special king that God had promised for many, many years. So can you imagine the anticipation, the excitement, the thrill when Mary and the shepherds and the Magi realized that they were going to be there when this special king was born? That God was keeping his promise to give them a king and that they would have front row seats. Jesus is revealed to us as the new king. He is the rescuing king, and Jesus is the king forever. Jesus is the rescuing king because he rescues us from our enemies. That's what kings who save and rescue do. And because he is king forever, our enemies will never triumph over him. So what enemies is Jesus rescuing people from? Well, our enemies are not other people or other countries, as people perhaps thought at the time. Jesus ultimately came to rescue us from sin and from death. He achieved this not just by being born, but by dying on the cross and rising again when he was a grown adult. His death paid the penalty for our sin, and his resurrection proved his victory over death, so that we can be free from our ultimate enemies of sin and death. This is what our broken down world really needs, isn't it? This is what each of us really needs. A king who has the authority and the power of God to rescue us from sin and death. This really does change things. This makes a real difference in our lives. Well, what are you looking forward to this Christmas? What promises are you looking forward to this Christmas? Presents and food and family and beach holidays, they're great, aren't they? But make this Christmas about more than presents and food and family. God promised to send Jesus, and he has kept his promise. Jesus is the new king, the rescuing king, and the king forever. I want to say this Christmas, make Jesus your king. Ask him to rescue you from sin and death. Kids, even you can do this. You can trust Jesus as your king. It's not just for adults. Have a great Christmas. May it be full of the real meaning of Christmas. And as we celebrate, remember that God kept his promise and gave us Jesus as our king. Let me pray. God, we thank you for giving Jesus to us, not just as a cute baby in a manger, but as our king, as a king who was the new king, as a king who would rescue us, and a king who would be king forever. God, write on our hearts the meaning and significance of this truth. Lord, show us how significant this is for us in our day-to-day lives and for our eternity. Help us to trust you as our King, to trust you to rescue us from our real enemies of sin and death. And God, we just thank you for the incredible gift that we have in Jesus, and we honor you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.